You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabach, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who believes a penny saved isn't jack sh**, Pete Schwabach.
It is not, ladies and gentlemen. Penny isn't going to take you very far, Conrad. You know that?
I don't know. If you get 100 of them, that's a dollar.
He's not the best colored man in the business for nothing, folks. that's true. One Buku Dolores. You can't even get a soda.
No, that's some arcade games, you know?
Yeah, 40 years ago. How much is an arcade game now?
I have no idea, to be honest.
I don't either. But I would imagine I know it's more than a quarter, but you can't even get a soda. I remember when I was a kid, sodas were like 35 cents. Then we were outraged when it went up to 50. And then and now I think a can of soda, maybe it's a dollar. I don't know.
Well, if you want one of those, like 20 ounce, it's like $2.50 or $3 for one.
Right. And it's, you can buy a 2 liter thing for about the same. Like if you're ordering from Domino's, a 20 ounce soda is like $3. They really stick it to you because they know you're not leaving the house anyway. So if you're ordering soda, you're desperate. They really let you have it. Hey, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabach, folks. We are kicking off act three on this Friday night, our first winter weekend without a holiday, but we've got playoff football. We've got some great movies this weekend, lots to do. In and around the state, and it's Friday, so rejoice, sit back, and enjoy the last hour of Nightlight. Terry Barr will be here. It is a bar band Friday night. We love when Terry comes by, and she's going to bring two great artists tonight. One of them we know is Katie Scullin, and Katie's been on the show before. She's outstanding. She's got a new album coming out. We'll talk about that with Terry, and then Terry will surprise us with another artist as well. So that's exciting. Mm-hmm. If you missed the first couple hours of the show, we had Greg Bach from Civic Media Mornings here on Civic Media at 5:35. He was here. We talked about his new comedy club in Milwaukee. It's not new. It's a new space. The Laughing Tap has been around for a while, and Greg is one of the co-owners. He's also a very funny stand-up comedian. So if you missed that and you want to hear that, check out the podcast at civicmedia.us. Nightlight with Pete Schwabach. And then in hour number two, we talked to Mike Clemens, who gave us some just great insights on the Bears and the Packers game tomorrow night. They square off at Soldier Field on what should be a balmy night for January. I mean, you know what's crazy, Con? Today it was 60 in Chicago, and tomorrow really? It's going to be like 35. I think around 35, 36 at game time, which, let's be honest, for January in Chicago, you take that any day of the week.
That sounds like a summer day.
That wouldn't take. You'd wear shorts.
I wore shorts today.
Did you really?
No.
No.
But how cool would that be? How cool?
Yeah. No, I would take it. We've got Terry Barr coming up at 7:35. We also, our question of the night, I think we should just reintroduce the question of the night because people want to get involved, Conrad, and we want to know their favorite arcade game. So take it away, the Nightlight question of the night.
Let's talk about the question.
Okay, question.
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 Pregunta.
Question.
Question.
Hey, I have a question.
Questions.
This question.
Domanda.
Question.
Question.
Questions.
What is your favorite arcade game? That's right, folks. We're taking a trip down memory lane, going back into Nostalgiaville. I played a game called Track and Field that I thought was really fun. I also liked Mr. Do and Dig Dug, two similar games. I liked a lot of them, but I would say those are the machines I probably headed for first at the arcade. And typically all the popular games were spoken for, or you had to wait, you had to put your quarter up there or whatever the procedure was in your nape of the way. Conrad said, Asteroids.
Yeah.
Great game. So what is your favorite arcade game? Let us know at 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. You can also text us on the app or drop us a stream comment if you're watching the radio on Facebook, YouTube, or X. Let us know your favorite arcade game. Bridget from the 818 says Pong. I loved it as a kid. That's our second vote for Pong, Con.
I mean, it's just a great game, you know?
I think it'd be really cool if an absolute, to the best of my knowledge, that is the first home video game. I think it was in arcades as well, but I remember the first kid on our block that had Pong, it was like, you know, the first person with a car. It was incredible. So thank you for that, Bridget. Thank you, Bridget from the 818. So we've got, that's our question of the night, folks. Be part of the show. Let us know. Con, I sent you a clip earlier. This, to put some perspective on things, we all know inflation is really high right now. You know, it's really incredible. I just said a 2-liter bottle of soda was like $3, maybe. I don't think it is. I think it's like $5 now. So I found a clip of, speaking of memory lane and going back into nostalgia, of this receipt that someone found in what $150 in groceries bought you. Con, let's play that clip right now.
Little Debbie's brownies were $1.09. A big yogurt thing was 50 cents. All vegetables were 25 cents.
Oh my gosh.
These are the little Gerber baby foods, 55 cents.
Wow.
A big Baird's large white loaf, like a bread, $1.26. Tortillas were $1.50.
How much is it now? Like $4?
Yeah. Yeah, like four or five. But anything name brand like Gerber, this is 55 cents. It'd be like $4 now, if not more. A Diet Coke 20-ounce, like liter, I guess, would be like 75 cents.
That's a lot of stuff. And what year was this? Does it even say?
Is it at the top?
04.
Oh, wow.
No, wait. That's 97. Cool. 6/20/97.
I mean, you can't. There's some comic that does a great joke about you can't leave the house anymore without dropping $100. It's like post office, grocery store, $100. Dry cleaner, gas station, going to the mall for something quick, or a convenience store, $100. And that was just not even 30 years ago. That's what $150 bought you. And I'm not saying that like to talk about inflation, but just how time, when we look back on stuff like arcade games, a quarter or a soda, 50 cents. And then we're seeing what these people got for $150. So it's fun to, have you even noticed how much things have gone up, Conrad, like in the last 5 years?
Yeah. I mean, I've been spending on groceries myself for about 6 years, somewhere on there. And I definitely notice it. That's for sure.
Yeah. It's crazy. And it never goes back down. Like Little Debbie's, a whole pack of them were like a dollar something. Yogurts for like 60 cents. I remember that. And it's, and people's wages don't go up. That's the rub. I think, and you know, minimum wage has gone up like a nickel in 30 years or something like that. So we've got, I found this kind of, I thought this was interesting. It's hobbies that seem to attract the kindest people. So I wanted to talk about this. I think this is from USA Today. But what do you think? Think of a hobby that you think kind people would be drawn to.
Kind people?
Yeah, like nice people.
I'm going to say reading, like a book club, or like reading books or something like that.
Right. Yeah, you don't show up to talk about a book with an edge.
This book sucks.
Right, whip the book down. So here were some of them, I thought. And I thought the exact same thing when I was reading through these. Pottery and the ceramic arts. There's no one sitting down to make, you know, a bowl with a barbed wire tattoo around their bicep. Maybe there is. I don't know.
Little do you know.
Pounding Red Bull. Crochet. That's another big one. Again,
well,
can't see two people having an argument over needlepoint and want to throw down.
You got to watch out for those needles, though, if you do get an argument.
True. That's true. They could be used as a weapon. Bird watching and beekeeping.
Now, beekeeping is, I think the bees are the not the kind ones.
Correct. And they could be like, you know, maybe these people that put this list together did not see The Beekeeper with Jason Statham. That guy will take you out.
Yeah, that's a totally different beekeeper.
Different kind of beekeeper. But bird watching, too. I can't even picture bird watchers swearing. Like, look at that effing mourning dove. You know what I mean? Like, these are just like people that are calm people gravitate toward these hobbies. I think it's kind of cool. Hiking, another one. Probably not quite as much. You hike, huh?
No, not really. I find it boring.
You're too busy getting your bench press up to 300 pounds. By the way, I benched the last night. I inadvertently benched. We'll talk about that off the air.
What was that?
My bench or what I just did?
What you just did. I
thought I had a wasp in my home studio here, but it was like, it's one of those stink bugs.
Oh.
And it's like giving me the stink eye. I almost said the big eye. It's a stink eye, literally from a stink bug. So you're the last person that saw me alive if this thing attacks me. Woodworking, another one. Woodworking is like, you know, you stay calm. It's supposed to be therapeutic. I've never done any woodworking, but board gaming, another one that supposedly attracts kind people.
Well, some people can be really, really competitive in board games.
Yeah.
And then they're not fun to be around because they're so competitive sometimes. Not saying all competitive people are mean, but.
Okay. But I can't see two people squaring off over the Parcheesi board or shoots and ladders. I mean,
hey,
flipping the board up and attacking the other guy. Gardening, another one.
Okay.
You think of that, like people like kind of taking it easy. Reading, as you mentioned.
Oh, there it is.
This one cracked me up. Fountain pen enthusiasts.
What?
Fountain pen enthusiasts. Just going down to the corner bar to hang out with some of my fellow fountain pen enthusiasts. What do you guys do? We just get together. We talk about fountain pens.
Yeah.
That's a thing.
Way to live on the edge there. Doing
that. No kidding. And here's one. This one was interesting. Someone said, believe it or not, death metal. That kind of shocked me, to be honest with you. What's your music? Okay, we've been working together for 2 years now. I don't even know your music of choice.
I'd say hip-hop and R&B.
Hip-hop and R&B. Okay. You actually have told me that. Hip-hop was huge with your generation. Who's your favorite hip-hop artist?
I'd say I really like Don Toliver. That's my favorite.
Okay.
Or the Kid Laroi. He's more on the R&B side. Popper.
What about like LL Cool J?
No, I mean, I'm not too much into the old hip hop, but I do like some.
All right, whatever, man. We are so done with this conversation. Tom from Hartford in the 262 says, I saw an arcade game at a custard stand in Cedarburg. It featured Arnold Schwarzenegger from the movie Terminator. Very cool looking, with the red robot eye. I remember that game. That is a cool game. Great one, Tom. Thank you. Tom says tic-tac-toe. I think he's talking about our friendly hobbies. I wouldn't call tic-tac-toe a hobby.
Some people can really get into it, I guess.
I guess so. Not like a fountain pen enthusiast or something like that. But all right, folks, Terry Barr is going to be here. We've got news, sports, and weather coming up in about 10 minutes. And next segment, we are going to talk to we have a special movie reviewer who's going to pop in for one of what we call a thumbnail movie review. It's coming up after this. And then we've got Terry Barr to help us close down this week. It's Nightlight with Peach Wabba on the Civic Media Radio Network. Tell me more than this.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Welcome back. It's a Friday night edition of Nightlight, and I am so glad you are here, folks. Our question of the night, you still have time to get in on the fun, is what is your favorite arcade game? We've had just a wide array of answers. It's been really fun breaking those down. And I have to, Con, I know I've been talking all week about maybe going to Chicago tomorrow for the game or whatever, but I forgot I have a fountain pen enthusiasts meeting.
Oh.
So it turns out I'm going to have to miss the Packer Bear game tomorrow.
Is that a fountain pen you have in your hand right there?
No, no, this is a rolling writer, I think.
Well, where's and your fountain pen?
The stink bug has been neutralized. Let me just say.
Does it stink in there?
I put them outside. They stink the second you grab them. They emit some kind of odor, and I don't even know how they get in. They're not small bugs, but they're like wasp size. I have no idea where in my house they could get in. But enough with the stink bug talk. We have a very quick. We do this periodically, folks. We have a movie reviewer who is going to join us now for a few minutes, and he shares my last name. And we are going to talk about a movie he just saw, and he will tell you whether or not he recommends it before we get to Terry Barr with Barr Band Friday Night. Joining me on the phone right now is Joe Schwabe. Hey, Joe.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm pretty good.
How are things in Milwaukee tonight?
Oh, very nice. Very balmy outside.
That's what I hear.
Yeah.
So listen, we only have a few minutes. I know... Oh, sorry. Go ahead, Joe.
I just learned what that word is, so I've been using it a little more than normal.
Balmy?
Yeah.
The L is silent, you know.
I've heard it both ways.
Okay. You say, listen, I knew what you were talking about either way. Even if you want to pronounce the L, I'm totally fine with that. But listen, thanks for joining us, kiddo. I want to ask you, I know you saw Marty Supreme. Conrad saw it and liked it. I have not seen it yet. I have heard really excellent stuff about this movie, but I wanted to get your take on it. What did you think of Marty Supreme?
Yeah, I thought Marty Supreme was great. I thought it was really fun. I thought Timothée Chalamet's performance was very good. I thought the supporting actors were very good as well. Gwyneth Paltrow and then... Odessa Azion, I believe her name is very good. I did not enjoy Kevin O'Leary being in it. I have a couple of critiques, and almost none of them have to do with the actual movie. I thought the actual movie was great, but I don't know. A24 has been doing this thing where they cast regular people as characters or like parallel celebrities as characters, and I just like, I don't know, maybe I'm speaking from experience a little bit. It's hard enough being an actor and getting roles. So I'm like, what are we doing giving a role to Kevin O'Leary? It seems like he's doing okay.
Yeah.
I don't think he
needs to work. That's a great point. He's kind of not a really likable guy either. So it's a weird choice to think. Yeah.
Yeah, he's an a-hole.
You talked about Timothée Chalamet. There is serious Oscar buzz around him. The nominations come out next week. You've seen some of the films. I know you saw Sinners, One Battle After Another. Where does his performance rank with like Michael B. Jordan or Leonardo DiCaprio, in your opinion?
I think it's right there with him. I think he did a really good job in this movie. It's one of those movies that's infectious because the protagonist just cares so much. Like, you know, you think about something like Ping Pong, and that's something like your weird cousin is really good at, but not something that you really care about or think about. But you know, when a movie's written and paced like Marty Supreme is, it's the character and the performance makes you care about the topic. It doesn't really matter. It could be anything. Like Ping Pong is interchangeable, but I love movies where a character just cares so much about one thing and it makes you care about it too. However, I will say that I feel like there are some people missing the point with this movie. Probably a lot of dudes. He's not a good guy. Like the marketing kind of makes it seem like he's like going to be, you know, your underdog sports hero, but he's, you know, this is more of a Wolf of Wall Street or a Goodfellas. Like he's a bad dude. You should not relate to Timothée Chalamet in this movie in a lot of ways. You should not.
But it's his passion. We had, I think it was Rob Thomas, who was on the other night, kind of said the same thing. Like, he's not necessarily likable, but his passion for what he wants to do is infectious. Conrad, did you find that same thing with Timothy Chalamet?
Oh yeah, I mean, I kind of still wanted, even though I knew he was a bad guy the whole time, I still kind of wanted to root for him somehow.
Man,
and
it's huge.
I mean, that's the thing. I feel like Timothy Chalamet did a good job of.
Yeah, I agree. You still definitely root for him, but I think, you know, I don't think that he's like, it's weird because the trailers portray the movie in a very different way. And I don't know if that was part of the marketing plan for the movie, but, you know, the trailers make it seem like you're watching an underdog, like
a Rocky of ping pong.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So we've got about 30 seconds left. How was Gwyneth Paltrow in the film?
She was good.
Yeah.
I liked Gwyneth Paltrow. She was good. I mean, she's good in everything. I don't know if she had a ton to do in this movie.
Yeah.
But I would say Odessa Azion was very good. She was very, very likable. I have a feeling that her career is going to kind of explode after this.
All right. Well, I appreciate the movie review. I love these fast movie reviews, Joe. Thanks for joining us. I know you got to go out and party and all that kind of stuff, but we appreciate the time. Thanks so much, buddy.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate it.
All right. That's Joe Schwaba with a thumbnail movie review. I know I make fun of Gwyneth Paltrow because she's kind of odd sometimes, but she is a very good actor. All right. We are coming back with Terry Barr after the news. It is Barr Band Friday night, folks. Glad you're here. It's Pete Schwaba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. Was it the simple thing you made me so crazy about you? Was it your charm or your passion?
Time to check out original music with Barr Band Friday on Nightlight. Now your host, Pete Schwaba, and special guest, Terry Barr.
Oh yeah, it is that time of the week, ladies and gentlemen, when we welcome our pal, you know her, you love her. She's one of the co-hosts of Max Inc. on WMDX, which you can hear on the podcast if you don't live in Madison. It's well worth it. It's an award-winning show, and Terry is an award-winning contributor on so many levels. And she joins us here as our Wisconsin music expert on Friday nights for Barr Band Friday Night, and she is with us tonight, as usual. Hello, my friend.
Oh, hello, Pete and Conrad and all of your fabulous listeners and viewers, wherever they are watching or listening from. Happy Friday,
everybody. So you're on the
everybody.
Phone tonight. Sorry, go ahead, Terry.
There's a lot going on. So as we're kind of running around in the studio in different places, I thought, you know what? I'm going to just have to do it by phone.
Yeah.
And then some of this will be a surprise, hopefully, for people when they listen either tomorrow night or to the podcast after tomorrow night.
Outstanding. Well, you've outdone yourself again. You've got two great artists, and
I'm
glad you'll get to have a Saturday night off because I know how hard you and Rocker work. So you can sit back and watch the game. That'll be fun. And, you know, still introduce us to some great music. So
absolutely. Well, do you want to start with Sean Michael Dargan this evening?
I do. I've kind of been teasing Katie. So let's make her sort of the headlining act tonight and start off with Sean. That sounds great. Tell us about Sean Michael Dargan.
Well, Sean is a really interesting guy, and you know you found the right person because he loves to wear saddle shoes. I thought that was so interesting when I learned that about him, and it's no joke. He almost always has saddle shoes on. I know. He just loves them. He's found them to be super comfortable, and he feels they always match his suits. So he's kind of more that old school type artist. Yes, he's very informed by the music of like Elvis Costello and even the Gin Blossoms.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
He
has an original
band.
Oh, he just, you can feel those influences too. But this is also fun. He has an original band, so he is the singer-songwriter, lead guitar player of this band. He also has a Beatles tribute that plays all around the state. They're called the Madison Mystery Tour, and he has an 80s tribute band. So this guy's busy.
This is great. I just looked him up online, and he looks like he stepped out of like the Great Gatsby or something. Like he should be having a mint julep or something with this like white suit. He looks really eccentric.
Yes, he's really funny. When you talk to him, you cannot stop laughing. So if you catch the interview and his music tomorrow night, he is on Max Inc. Radio on WMDX out of Madison from 8 until 9 on Saturday night. He is a hoot. And you know what's really cool about him? He's passing what he has learned about the music business on. He now mentors students at the Memorial Union on the UW campus. Oh, wow. They book the acts, they manage, they promote, and he helps them learn how to do it the right way, which I think is so great.
That is outstanding.
Yes.
So, all right. So he's on tomorrow night from 8 to 9.
Yep.
And will he be performing on the show?
He is performing, and he's in his original trio, and that's who he is bringing into the studio to perform. That's and the so song cool. that we are sharing tonight is, guess what, Pete? Brand spanking new. It's off of his newest single that is coming off of his album, which will be released in the summer.
This is okay. So this song is called A Million Words or Less, just to make sure we got that right.
Sure.
Outstanding.
Yes.
Okay, here is Sean Michael Dargan. You can hear him tomorrow night on Max Inc. Radio from 8 to 9, or right now, thanks to our friend Terry Barr. It's A Million Words or Less. Sean, give me his name again, Terry. I lost my
Sean Michael Dargan and
Dargan.
Sean Michael Dargan Trio. They are based in Madison, but between all the bands he plays in, he plays all over the place.
He's got, that is a total Elvis Costello kind of vibe.
Yeah. Yes. Very influenced by that. Absolutely. If you do want to see him, he only has one show coming up. It's in Madison on February 5th at the Weary Traveler on Williamson Street. But then he'll be out and about. Isn't that a great spot?
Yeah.
And what a small, cozy venue for a show like this. Once he has his new album set this summer, though, he'll be out and about everywhere. So look for Sean Michael Dargan.
We have to keep him on the radar, Conrad. I would love to have him the next time I do the show from Madison or something in the studio. That's a great song. And it'd be even cooler to see him at the Weary Traveler Freehouse. That is such a funky little joint. And they have a great cheeseburger there called, I think it's called the Bob's Bad Breath Burger.
It is, Pete. You know it. If anybody's ever been to Madison, they've probably at some point stopped there and had at least a sniff of that burger.
Probably. Or on someone's breath. But it's a great venue, too. Yeah, it's great. That's awesome.
I agree. And they often have cocktails and mocktails named after Wisconsin-based artists.
Very cool.
Yeah.
All right, so let's go to someone we all know and love here on Nightlight, someone you introduced us to probably close to 2 years ago, Katie Scullin, very talented singer-songwriter.
Absolutely. Katie has been in bands since she was in high school, and after she won every contest she could win in Wisconsin with her bands, she went out on her own. So she has been the lead of all of her bands, and what is really important to her, and I think as she gets older with her music, she is going to keep control of all of it, because we've heard these horror stories of people losing control of their music or their copyright or whatever the case may be. But she said she had to laugh because even though her music is on Bandcamp, where you still might get some money, Spotify, she said one of her songs, she earned like 6 cents after it played like 2,000 times on Spotify. Yeah. Yep. So she is working a couple of jobs. She's teaching guitar, and she's really brought her art together with her music. She's a talented artist as well. And you can see that when her new album is coming out, she's got her own artwork in it. And it's just really fun to see her kind of blossoming as she does get older. She's so great.
And she's a graphic artist too. So if I remember correctly, so why don't we do this, Terry? Cause you've got something, she's got a new, album coming out and you have something we can tease from that. Why don't we play pieces from her last album? Let that take us to break. And when we come back, we'll tease the new song before we say goodbye. Does that work?
I love it, Pete. Let's do it.
Okay. So this is Katie Scullin, folks. She's been on Nightlight before a couple times and she's performed live for us. She's just great. This is the song Pieces off her previous album. This will take us to the break. We'll come back after a short break.
Hey, Pete, this won't take us to the break. We still got 3 minutes.
You said it was 4 minutes.
No, oh, sorry. Antidote is the one that's the little snippet, right, Terry?
Yeah. Yes, that one's 1 minute because that's all she's sharing for the moment.
Right. That's the one we're going to play after the break.
Oh,
and
okay.
This is...
Okay, I misunderstood.
Yeah, no problem. All right. Conrad is gonna play Pieces. That will take us to the break, and then we will come back and hear Katie's a real quick snippet off her new album, just a little teaser. But we will be back after this song and a short break with Terry Barr. It's Barr Band Friday Night on Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
Hey, 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 hey. dark places, taking the best of me. But it feels in my heart, it feels in my soul, it's good.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back. Hey, next week, folks, is going to be a lot of fun on Nightlight as well. Monday, WGBW reporter Connie Feldman will be on the show. Sherry Stoka, great nutritionist and founder of Weightless MD, will talk to Sherry about some tips for losing those holiday pounds. And then comedian Rob Breckenridge will be on the show. But a lot of fun and some real characters and fun guests on the show next week. Jason Jerry, the Green Bay Llama, will be on the show. Patty Vasquez, Christina Lori, influencer Christina Lori, Wisconsin Wisco Dive Bars personality Jared Schutz. I hope I'm saying that right. Logan Rogie from Wisconsin Travel, Ellie Bordo from Up North News, all kinds of fun. And Terry Barr, I hope anyway, next Friday night. She's here with us now, so we can have her nail down these dates right now, Terry. We hope you'll be back next week.
I will actually be hosting Katie Scullin's release show, but I'm going to chime in with you next Friday during it. So hopefully I can bring you a piece of it live. Yeah.
Outstanding. Terry is here. It's a Bar Band Friday night. We've got a couple more minutes with Terry, and we're talking about Katie Scullin, who is a phenomenal singer-songwriter. She's been on the show before. We just heard her song Pieces in the last segment. And now Terry's got a special treat for us tonight. Tell us about this new thing she's working on, Terry.
Yeah, a new song. It's the first one that she has had in more than a couple of years. You just heard Pieces, and that was from her most recent album. And she said it's just been a struggle to kind of keep up and get back at it. But now she's thrilled. She's got the energy to take this through. And so much so that she loved this song, and she did a video too. So next Friday, the first release of both the song and the video will be happening at this place called Copa. It's in South Madison. And here's another sidebar that goes with this, Pete. It's owned by Dale Sticha. He's a Verona native. He may be better known for being Elton John's piano tuner when Elton John was on tour. Yeah.
I've heard of him.
Yes, he is creating this amazing space, and it's not often open to the public, so this is going to be a great show. Again, it's next Friday night, January 16th, that is, at Copa, and we'll be blasting out all the information about it. Otherwise, you can find it on Katie's website, Katie Scullin. It's SCULLIN.com.
That is outstanding. So next Friday, January 16th at Copa, you can hear Katie tomorrow night on Max Inc. Radio from 7 to 8.
And
We have a little teaser that we can play right now. Do you want to tell us what we're listening to here, Terry?
This is her brand new song that is not being fully released until her release party next Friday.
Nice.
But she was willing to share this little clip of it with us. And again, she will be releasing both the full song and a video to boot. And then her band is going to play a full show. So it should be a lot of fun next Friday. And I'll try to be live for you from there and bring you a report. But for now, we a little snip of the song.
All right, here's Antidote, Katie Scullin's new song, a little snippet. We'll be right back. Here we go.
You.
get Terry. What the heck?
I know. I can't wait to hear the whole thing. Oh, my goodness.
I love her voice.
I know. I do, too. And she's got a way of changing it to fit whatever kind of song she's doing. She can belt out some rock and roll. I've heard her do that as well. But I know this is really the style that she loves.
She's got like a velvety almost voice. It's just great. It's kind of hypnotic. And love Katie. And we'll have to have her back on at some point when things slow down a little bit for her. But Terry, have fun tomorrow night, or tonight, I should say, and we'll be listening tomorrow night. And
go Pack Go, right?
We'll see.
Oh, sorry, Pete. Whoopsie. Okay, that's to Conrad. Conrad, Go Pack Go.
Go Pack Go.
He's all over it. Good luck to both of you. Terry, thank you so much. And I know you're right in the middle of stuff, so I appreciate the time, and we'll talk to you next week. And crush it tomorrow night.
You got it. Thanks, you guys. See you all later.
You're welcome. That's Terry Barr. Check out Max Inc. Radio, folks. It's on here on WMDX, I should say, from 6 to 9 on Saturday nights. And if you want to check it out and you're not in the Madison area, listen to the podcast at civicmedia.us. Terry and Rocker do an excellent job, and it is an award-winning show. So my thanks to everybody who was on the show tonight. Greg Bach, Mike Clemens, Terry Barr, thank you for all your texts and calls. Thank you for thank you to Conrad for only saying Happy New Year about 7 or 8 times tonight.
You know, so I just got to say it one more time. Happy New Year. This is the last time I'll say it, you know, because next week it'll get old.
I doubt it. I seriously doubt that. But, you know, from your mouth to God's ears. So we've got a great show coming up Monday, folks. Have a great weekend. Conrad, final prediction. Give us a score.
42-0.
Okay. Packers. I'll say 42-0 Bears, and we will see. We'll see who comes up. But it's going to be a fun night. Party safely, folks. Have a great weekend. And we will see you, or talk to you, I should say, on Monday night. On behalf of the lovable producer, Conrad, I'm Pete Schwabe saying good night, Wisconsin.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.